Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Ashok Ojha with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu to hold talks this afternoon at Abuja to review strategic partnership and bilateral relations. Nigeria to honour Prime Minister Narendra Modi with Grand Commander of the Order of the Niger Award. With only 2 days left, hectic campaigning underway for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. India successfully conducts flight test of first long-range hypersonic missile off the coast of Orissa. Australia, Japan and United States reaffirm their commitment to support India's maritime surveillance efforts in Indo-Pacific region. And in hockey, India to lock horns with Japan in Women's Asian Championship Trophy in Bihar today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu at Abuja this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi and President Tinubu will review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the talks. Prime Minister Modi will also address a gathering of Indian community in the country. Nigeria will honor Prime Minister Modi with Grand Commander of the Order of the Niger G-Corn. He will be the second foreign dignitary to receive this honor. Queen Elizabeth is the only foreign dignitary to be awarded with G-Corn in 1969. This will be the 17th such international award being conferred upon the Prime Minister by a country. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Modi reached Abuja last night on a two-day visit to Nigeria. He was given a rousing welcome upon arrival. This is the first visit by a Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. Prime Minister was presented with the key to the city of Abuja. The key symbolizes the trust and honor bestowed on Prime Minister by the people of Nigeria. Mr. Modi was thanked by the Marathi community in Nigeria for according classical language status to Marathi. A traditional Lavani dance was performed in front of the Prime Minister. A youth who scaled Mount Kilimanjaro with a photo of Mr. Modi also got to meet him. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
From Nigeria, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro later in the evening on a two-day trip to attend the G20 summit hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. India is part of the G20 Troika along with Brazil and South Africa and has been actively contributing to the ongoing G20 summit discussions. During the event, Prime Minister Modi will present India's positions on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders' Declarations as well as the Voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in recent years. Mr. Modi is also expected to meet several leaders on the sidelines of G20 summit. In the third and final leg, Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Guyana from 19th to 21st of November. With only 2 days left, hectic campaigning is underway for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. Maharashtra will go to the polls in a single phase on 20th of November with 4,136 candidates contending for 288 seats in the state's legislative assembly. Of these, 3,771 are male candidates, while 363 are female candidates. The election holds significance for women's representation, as Maharashtra's Legislative Assembly has a rich history of female participation. Since the Assembly's inception in 1957, 461 women have been elected, marking a significant contribution to the state's political landscape. A report.
In the current assembly, there are 27 women MLAs. Interestingly, the first legislative assembly, that is from 1957 to 1962, saw a record 30 women elected, a benchmark that has yet to be surpassed. In that inaugural term, 5 of these women won as independents. Over the years, while the number of women representatives fluctuated, they predominantly contested under party banners, with the current assembly being the exception, where 2 women were elected as independents. This election will be closely watched, especially to see how many of the 363 women candidates make it to the assembly where they can continue to raise crucial issues concerning women on the legislative floor. The results will be announced on 23rd of November. Kunal Shinde, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Jharkhand, campaigning for the second phase of assembly elections will come to an end tomorrow evening. Leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Addressing election meeting at Gomia in Bokaro district, BJP President J.P. Nadda accused Hemant Soren for rampant corruption and misrule in Jharkhand.
Gomia ke saath Hemant Soren ne sautela vyavhar kiya. Yahan par bijli mein katauti ki, pani ki vyavastha ko sucharu roop se nahi chalaya aur aapke saath chhal kiya, dhoka diya. अब जरूरत इस बात की है कि 20 तारीख को आपने ऐसे छल करने वाले नेताओं को घर बैठा देना.
On the other hand, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged BJP for targeting him. Addressing election meeting at Dumka, Mr. Soren said BJP is diverting people from the main issues.
मेरे विरुद्ध झूठा आरोप लगा लगा कर मुझे आपके लिए काम करने से रोका गया, लेकिन फिर भी हम लोगों ने हार नहीं मानी. आज 2.5 साल में हम लोगों ने इतना काम किया है कि ये 20 सालों का भी एक भी काम ये नहीं गिना सकते. आए दिन सरकार गिराओ, आप गिराओ, कल गिराओ, विधायक को चुराओ, सांसद को चुराओ, यही काम होता है. क्रूर इनका सोच कि आज हमको जेल में भी डाल दिया, आज फिर से हेमंत सोरेन उनके सामने पहाड़ की तरह खड़ा है.
Several BJP leaders, including Hemant Biswa Sarma and Champai Soren, are also addressing rallies in support of NDA candidates. Leaders from Congress, RJD, AJSU party and left-wing parties are holding rallies and road shows in various parts of Jharkhand. The second and final phase of voting will take place on 20th of November. Counting of votes will take place on 23rd of this month. As part of our constituency profile series, today we focus on the Mankhurd Shivaji Nagar Assembly constituency in Maharashtra, which is set to witness a high-stake battle between former allies turned opponents in the upcoming assembly elections. A report.
Mankhurd Shivaji Nagar is one of the 26 assembly constituencies in the Mumbai suburban district. Since its inception, the Muslim majority constituency has been a stronghold of the Samajwadi Party, with Abu Azmi serving as its representative for 3 consecutive terms since 2009 elections. This time, Abu Azmi has the support of the Mahavikas Aghadi, but he faces a tough challenge from his former colleague Nawab Malik, who has entered the race as a candidate of the Nationalist Congress Party. The constituency is set to witness an internal contest amidst Mahayuti, as the Mahayuti has denied support to Nawab Malik and backed the Shiv Sena candidate Suresh Patil. With the NCP's support with him, Malik is set to challenge Azmi's dominance in the region. It'll be interesting to see whether the voting pattern of Mankhurd Shivaji Nagar's over 3 lakh voters remains consistent or if the changing political dynamics lead them to choose a different path. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid homage to Balasaheb Thackeray on his death anniversary. In his message, Mr. Modi said Balasaheb Thackeray was a visionary who championed the cause of Maharashtra's development and empowerment of Marathi people. He said Balasaheb Thackeray's bold voice and unwavering spirit continues to inspire generations. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO has conducted a successful flight trial of India's first long-range hypersonic missile from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha yesterday. This hypersonic missile is designed to carry various payloads for ranges greater than 1,500 kilometers for the armed forces. In a social media post, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh described the flight trial as a historic achievement which has put India in the group of select nations having capabilities of such critical and advanced military technologies. He congratulated DRDO, armed forces and the industry for the successful flight trial. The customer care service of Reserve Bank of India, RBI, received a bomb threat with the caller claiming to be the CEO of a terror group, Lashkar-e-Taiba. The threat, which was promptly reported to the authorities, has been deemed a hoax by the Mumbai police, who have registered a case and are investigating the incident. The caller allegedly threatened to attack the RBI with a bomb. The RBI office located in Bandra, was briefly placed on high alert. Australia, Japan and the United States today reaffirmed their commitment to support India's maritime surveillance efforts in the Indo-Pacific region while recognizing the importance of closer collaboration in the field. Australian Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marley, Japanese Defence Minister Nakatani Gen and US Secretary of Defence Lloyd Austin convened the 14th Trilateral Defence Ministers meeting today in Darwin, Australia. In a joint statement issued after the meeting, they showed their commitment to enhance Australia, Japan, India, United States maritime domain awareness in the Indo-Pacific from 2025. They also acknowledged India's leadership role in conceptualizing the idea of closer collaboration in maritime surveillance. In Sri Lanka, the swearing-in ceremony for the new cabinet of the government will be held tomorrow at the Presidential Secretariat in the presence of President Anura Kumar Dissanayake. Local media reports from Sri Lanka suggest that the president plans to appoint a 23-member cabinet retaining the key portfolios of defense and finance under his leadership. According to reports, Dr. Harini Amarsurya is said to be reappointed as Prime Minister, while Vijitha Herath will continue in his role as Foreign Minister. Price of tomato has fallen over 22% in a month due to better supply. The All India average retail prices as on 14th November was 52.35 rupees per kg, which is 22.4% lower than 67.50 rupees per kg on 14th of October. During the same period, the prices at Azadpur Mandi declined by almost 50% from 5,883 rupees per quintal to 2,969 rupees per quintal with the increase in tomato arrivals. In Philippines, a potentially catastrophic super typhoon, Man-E, has made landfall in the Bicol region of Luzon. The State Weather Bureau said Man-E, known locally as Pepito, touched down last night with a maximum sustained wind speed of 195 kilometers. The Bureau warned of a life-threatening storm surge, heavy rains and severe winds. More than 6.5 lakh people in coastal villages and flood-prone areas have been evacuated to safety. It said the intense downpour has destroyed crops and infrastructure. Many provinces declared a state of calamity due to the widespread devastation. The typhoon is expected to blow away to the South China Sea tonight or tomorrow morning. In a significant move to repatriate cultural heritage, the United States announced the return of over 1,400 looted artifacts valued at $10 million to India. The items, part of an ongoing initiative to restore stolen art to South and Southeast Asia, include pieces recently displayed at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. Among the returned treasures is a sandstone sculpture of a celestial dancer, illicitly transported from Central India to London before being sold to a Met patron and subsequently donated to the museum. This development follows the U.S.-India agreement signed in July to combat illegal trading of cultural property and expedite the return of stolen artifacts. The Ministry of External Affairs noted that since 2016, the U.S. has repatriated 578 cultural items to India, the largest number returned by any single country. In hockey, India will lock horns with Japan in the final group stage match of the Women's Asian Champions Trophy 2024 at Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar this evening. The match will start at 4:45 p.m. And before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu to hold talks this afternoon at Abuja to review strategic partnership and bilateral relations. Nigeria to hold Prime Minister Narendra Modi with Grand Commander of the Order of the Niger Award. With only 2 days left, hectic campaigning underway for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand, India successfully conducts flight test of first long-range hypersonic missile off the coast of Odisha. And in hockey, India to lock horns with Japan in Women's Asian Championship Trophy in Bihar today. And with that, we end the midday news.